And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going in depth today with our friend Al Altendorfer. He is here representing the American Legion Post 47, and there are some big changes to the typical Memorial Day program that we have going on every year, and so we can't wait to get caught up with him. But first of all, great to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Yep, you're welcome.
So Al, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Hastings.
I've been in Hastings since 1967, and I'm a former resident of Cottage Grove.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that where you were born, up in Cottage Grove?
No, I was born and raised in St. Paul, west side on the levee. That's where most of my relation started out, and I moved to Cottage Grove when I got out of the service. Spent 9 years in Cottage Grove, and came down to Hastings in 67. Worked locally, tended a little bar.
You tended a little bar?
Yeah.
Where was that at?
For a while I tended a bar at the Beer Stube.
Oh.
And the old Nibbles, where the Chamber of Commerce is right now. I tended a bar there for a while. Worked for the dairy for a while. I did some odd jobs around here until I was hired on the police department in 1969.
Who would have been the police chief back then in 1969?
Daryl Plath.
He was, okay.
He was the chief.
So you worked with my best friend, Mr. Ron Hilmer?
Yes, Hilmer was our juvenile officer at the time, and I was just on the patrol. I only lasted on patrol for 4 years, and then I got promoted to detective sergeant in the department. And I retired out of there in 1991.
Well, I think that police work has certainly changed, but yet I think it's the same in many ways, too. You had a great career, I bet, huh?
I had a good career. I was one of the fortunate patrolmen in the country to attend the National FBI Academy.
Oh.
And, in fact, I was the only patrolman ever to go. You usually have to be sergeant or above. But I went through that in 1980, the academy.
And is that out east somewhere?
That's in Quantico, Virginia.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we spent 11 weeks out there.
And what did you learn from that? I mean, what were you able to bring back?
Well, the courses out there are tuned in to administration, budgeting, administration, management type stuff, a few other things, police work, firearms. They have quite a tough schedule.
I bet.
You're out there 11 weeks, and that was one of the highlights of my career.
Oh, I bet it was. Well, Al, you certainly know this town of Hastings like the back of your hand. And how long have you been involved with the American Legion?
I've been a member of the American Legion for 42 years.
Good for you.
I'm past commander at the American Legion. I've held every position they have more than once.
So for people that don't know, the American Legion and the VFW go back and forth in Hastings hosting this wonderful event on Memorial Day. And this year it is the American Legion Post 47's opportunity to host. And you have some kind of big changes you want to tell us about, please.
Yeah, we've moved 2 years ago when we had it. We decided that going from the Vets Home to Roadside Park to the Sailor Cemetery and then back down to the levee, we found that it's a lot easier on the spectators and the people to get around. So we decided to put it down on the levee pavilion. That worked out pretty good, and that's where it'll be again this year.
So everything will be on site at Levee Park at the Rotary Pavilion starting at 10 o'clock a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
So a reminder, no roadside, no veterans home. This change really worked out well for you in the past?
It did. It put the people in one place at the same time, and nobody has to run around from place to place, which helps. We have everything there. It takes probably an hour. It's worked out very well for us.
So what can we expect that day, please?
Well, our MC for the program will be Mike Sawicki from the VFW. He'll be our master of ceremonies. And the Memorial Day address speaker will be Shane Hudella. He's a vet, sergeant vet from United Heroes. Also, he's been recently won the election for House of Representatives. He will talk about Memorial Day. Gordy Gathright will do the singing. He will do the national anthem and the special music of branches of
service. That's a great tradition.
And Gordy does very well. And Pastor Paris Pash will do the benedictions and the invocations. They take care of that. We also honor the Patriot Pen, who will be Kalia J. Story.
And what exactly is that for people that don't know?
These are high school people that are from the high school, seniors, I think. And a Voice of Democracy speech will be given by Michaela Schuster. And they take care of that before the main event. And, of course, we have the TAPS, Memorial Day things. And it pretty much wraps it up. It's people put a lot of time into it, and we appreciate everything that goes on from the community. And people that are wondering, but we do make sure that the vets who want to come will be taken down here, bus or whatever. We make sure that, because they don't have transportation, but they will be here at the event. So
do you want to give the details again, the date, the time, and exactly where it is?
All right. The Memorial Day program will be conducted at the Levee Park. Service begins at 10 a.m., and it'll be on the 29th of May, on Monday, the 29th, and it'll be hosted by the American Legion Post 47 and the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 1210. Mayor Fassbender will do the greeting, and for our Memorial Day address, Shane Hudella from United Heroes in Hastings will do the Memorial Day address. Like I said, the Patriot Pen voice and the Voice of Democracy will be done by Kalia J. Story and Michaela Schuster. And also on the end, our TAPS, we have a bugler from the high school class. That'll be done by Alexa Lawrence and John Wald. They will be doing our TAPS at beginning and in the end. Also in attendance will be, of course, our VFW Honor Guard. We'll honor the fallen vets. And usually it will last about an hour. So and I just might make mention also, we will have the state senator will be introduced by the mayor. Yeah, that will be Senator Seeberger. He will be on the program also. Other than that pretty well wraps it up. Everybody's welcome, after it's over to join the Legion or the VFW, wherever you want to be afterwards. So
for snacks.
Yeah.
Right?
We have snacks at the American Legion.
And were you worried about the water rising?
No, it's not really a problem. Commanders from the Legion and the VFW with the auxiliary presidents will put a wreath in the river, and they do that from the stand down there.
And the significance of that is what?
It's just memory of the fallen vets, that type of thing.
You know, I know there's one other part that is new this year, and you have joined forces with Tom Wright and the March for Them. Do you want to tell us about that, please?
Well, Tom Wright, who's in charge of that, had the 28-mile hike or walk from Red Wing. From what I understand, talking with Tom, they're just doing away with that and doing the walk right here in Hastings, 10 miles, I believe it is. And what we will hold a spot for Tom and his people when they will end their walk at the levee. And when he gets there, he will be recognized by Mike Sawicki, the MC, and given a few minutes to explain what they're all about. We'll have contact with him beforehand. So.
And that's a wonderful thing as well, that he started to really focus and remember what Memorial Day is all about. You know, his fallen friends, and now it's really mushroomed out and grown. And my understanding is because it's going to be 10 miles and not the full 28, he has quite a few more people that are able to walk.
That's what I understand, yes. But when he shows up, whatever part of the program we're in, we'll bring him up and explain to the audience and the people that what he's all about.
So, Al, 42 years ago, when you first joined the American Legion, did they still go back and forth like this with the event, or what was it like?
Well, the program for the Memorial Day program, we alternate with the VFW, and that goes into Veterans Day also. So this year, the American Legion sponsors and hosts the program for Memorial Day. This coming year, Veterans Day, the VFW, the American Legion will do Veterans Day. So we alternate the two.
Okay.
The year you don't have Memorial Day, you have Veterans Day.
Okay.
We usually put that out for information. So this information will also be in the journal.
Great. So, well, it's important, I think, for people to hear again that it's one celebration, and there is not going to be anything at Roadside Park or at Veterans Park or at the Soldiers and Sailors Field. So it's just 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at the Levee Park, downtown Hastings. That's where everything will take place.
That's great. Now tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you join the Air Force, Al? How old were you?
I went in July of 1954. I wasn't yet out of high school.
What happened? Did you graduate then or no?
No.
No, you did. You just left.
I left.
What did your parents say?
Well,
they were proud of you.
My dad was U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
My brother were in the Navy, and my mother wasn't happy about it, but it was what it was. And I did obtain my GED high school diploma while I was in the service. So I went through Lackland Air Force Base, and then I shipped out to France. I was in Châteauroux in Paris, France.
So just think of it. You were a high school kid, and yet you were off in France fighting of the war.
Yeah, I was a Korean vet. I came back to the States in 1959, and then I had 4 years inactive when I got out of the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent close to 4 years in Europe. And
was it primarily France, or where were you?
I was in administration, mm-hmm. pretty much, in a supply base at Châteauroux, France. We distributed supplies throughout Europe. Moved around a little bit, but I left there, and I was back in the States in 1959. So it worked out pretty good. I finished my high school diploma, and while I was at the police department, got my associate law degree at Inver Hills, along with many other law enforcement officers at that time. We all had to go to get 2 years of college. So with that, in our Hastings Police Department at the time, it worked out real good.
Well, Al, when you came back from Europe, did you have an interest in being a police officer?
Not at that time. When I come back, I got on the police reserve in Hastings. I was on the reserve at Cottage Grove before I moved here. And I got on the reserve here. And finally, in 69, I got hired.
Nice.
So,
did any of your classmates also join the military?
We had six of us go from my class. We all were at Humboldt High School in St. Paul.
Okay.
We graduated. Well, we left Humboldt.
Were you split up then, or did any of them go into the Air Force also?
Two of us went in the Air Force, I think, and three in the Marines, and a couple of them in the Army.
It's pretty brave, though, as a kid.
Yeah, we all went at the same time. But
looking back, don't you think that's remarkable?
Well, it was a good growing up experience.
I bet.
You know, we were all just fresh out of high school, quit high school, and pretty much grew up in the service.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt anybody. at the time, you can learn a trade. You can pretty much name what you want to do. And that's what we did.
Wow. What a story, Al. What a story. You should share that story with more people.
Well, it was a long time ago.
But the tradition or the feeling is still there. Al, tell us again about this program coming up that you're inviting the public to.
Okay, again, it's May 29th on a Monday, and it's going to be held at the Levy Park, downtown Hastings. It'll be hosted by the American Legion and the VFW Club 1210. Everything starts at 10 a.m. in the morning. Our Memorial Day address speaker will be Shane Hudella from United Heroes here in Hastings. We will also have a welcome by Mayor Mary Fassbender, and Senator Rudy Seeberger will also be introduced. Tom Wright will be recognized when he shows up from his march for them, or whatever he comes into the program. He'll be welcome.
Well, it sounds like a great event. And again, just so people know, there is no program at Roadside Park. There's no program at Vets Home. There's not a program at the Soldiers and Sailors Field. Everything is going to be on site on Monday, May 29th at Levy Park at the Rotary Pavilion, and all are invited. Great to see you. Thanks for sharing this great information, Al.
Thank you for having me. I hope we have a good turnout. We did last time. People at Hastings pretty much attend. And they've been around as long as I have, some of them. So.
Well, we love tradition, and this is a great one. Al, thank you so much. Our guest today is Al Altendorfer. He is with the American Legion Post 47. And again, don't miss their big event on Memorial Day, which is May 29th at 10 o'clock at Levy Park at the Rotary Pavilion. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.